You're listening to member-supported Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM Marquette. I'm Nicole Walton, news director, and in the studio I have Michigan Governor Rick Snyder. Governor, thank you for joining me this morning.
Well, it's great to be with you, Nicole.
Now, you have been in the UP for a few days now. Could you tell me a little bit about what you've been doing?
Sure. It's been a great trip, and will continue to be so today, I hope. I really started in Sault Ste. Marie, visiting the Sioux Locks. And that was a really important issue. I appreciated the tour from the Corps of Engineers and the Coast Guard was there. One of the big things we need to work on, though, is we need another 1,000-foot lock. And it's important not just for Michigan, but for the economic well-being and security of our country. And so that's something I was able to learn much more about, and that's a topic I'm going to be continuing to talk about and take to Washington.
So you are a proponent of getting a new lock in there?
Absolutely. There was a recent study done by the Department of Homeland Security that really put a new, brighter light on the entire issue. And what their findings were is really that if something happened to the Poe lock, the 1,000-foot lock, it carries about 70% of the iron ore down to the steel mills. That if that lock went down for a season and we weren't able to use it, we wouldn't be able to build cars in our country largely. And what a terrible outcome that would be, economically devastating for all of us across the country. So there is a real need. And the other part that emphasized it is the MacArthur lock went down recently. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to see the work they were being done and what would happen if that happened to the Poe lock. What a disaster. So this is something that we need to do with some urgency, is really work on getting another lock built. It's been authorized. It's been authorized for about 20 years or so. The real question is, we need the appropriations from Congress to move forward and to get it built. So that's a priority.
And you were also in Luce County to commemorate the big UP deal. How did that go?
Oh, that was incredible. That was actually exciting and fun. Went kayaking on the Two-Hearted River. It was to do a couple things. One, celebrate the 10 years of the big UP land deal. It was exciting, though, especially because I was on the board of the Nature Conservancy back when the deal was done, and to see the progress. I had not had an opportunity to get up and actually get on the river, but they've done a lot of great things over the last 10 years in terms of removing culverts, removing dams, really making the river natural again, the way it should be. And it's one of the truly natural rivers in our country, given the work that's been done. So that's exciting. The other part that really got reinforced is I was talking to a lot of the people, because of tourism so important, about how well Pure Michigan's working. And the Tequamenon Falls State Park has just been packed. They were talking about how they're directing traffic, even because there are so many people coming there. And somebody came up and actually said they hadn't seen this much business or traffic for tourism since the 70s.
So you think that Pure Michigan is really drawing people up here?
It is, and I think it's working well. So I heard it much in terms of the campground group and the different things going on, some of the restaurants, hotels. But it was funny. I was actually this morning when I got up, I was coming out of the hotel, and I ran into a couple, and they were actually from Detroit, and they were up here playing golf.
Hmm.
And I think that's fabulous. I mean, that's the kind of thing we want to see.
Tourism is very big up here for the economy. So what will you be doing on campus today?
Well, I'm excited to be on campus at Northern Michigan. I'm going to really have an opportunity to learn more about a program that's relatively recent called Invent. Invent at NMU. And it's about entrepreneurship and actually helping students get real-life experience in terms of understanding the challenges and issues of starting a company or being in a young company. And I think that's critically important. And then hopefully I'm going to get an opportunity to learn about some of the more occupational skill training opportunities at Northern in terms of, again, the skilled trades, all those fields. There are great jobs out there, and we need more young people and people looking for that next career to go into them. So I'm going to be busy at Northern with that, and then going up to Houghton later today to Michigan Tech, again, to learn more about some of the great Great Lakes research they're doing.
Have you spent much time in Houghton? Have you spent a day or two there before?
Yeah, I have, and it's a wonderful place. I mean, well, all these are wonderful stops. I look forward to coming back each summer. It's because I sort of make my summer tour around the UP, and so it'll be great to be back. One of the things, though, that people should be really proud of between Houghton and Marquette is the Smart Zone partnership that has been created that will be implemented now that the Smart Zone's been approved for Marquette. Again, Houghton's had a Smart Zone for 10 years. They were one of the original Smart Zones,
right.
And they've done very well with it. And we now allow satellite Smart Zones, and I wouldn't use the word satellite versus main one. It's really a partnership between the two communities, the universities, to work together, and that's going to be better for all the Upper Peninsula.
So have you seen any kind of closure in the trades gap? I know it's early on in your push for this. Have you seen some movement forward in that area?
Yeah, we've seen movement forward in terms of a lot more people getting on board with making sure the programs are well known. We actually launched a series by Mike Rowe. For high school kids, the person had done dirty jobs,
right.
And we launched one for elementary school kids with a group called Under the Radar that does programming for young kids. And so we're seeing more people go into the fields, but it's something we need to ramp up. This is a national issue.
Mm-hmm.
And the jurisdiction that does the best about helping fill the skilled trades, and when I see skilled trades, it's clearly the ones we always know about, welder, plumber, electrician, but it's much broader than that. If you're in manufacturing today, if you're in healthcare, you're a skilled tradesperson in some capacity. You have extra skills that are very marketable. And so we need many more people to go into those fields for great, well-paying careers and jobs.
I'm going to shift gears just a little bit here and talk about big box stores who are appealing their property tax assessments and paying far less to the municipalities, which are struggling because of that. And that's all across the state. It's in the Midwest, and it's spreading. How do you think this situation can be fixed?
Well, what I'd say is I want to be careful because it's still going through a lot of litigation. It's still in the court system, and it's still being appealed or worked through that process. So I think that's important that get done. What I would say is I think you're seeing a number of legislators start looking at what may be possible, and so I want to see what they come up with. So I think it's premature for me to take a position on this, but I'm watching it carefully, watching it develop, and as appropriate, then I'll chime in.
I would think it's a fine line between wanting to promote business and economy that way, but also give the municipalities the money they need to function.
That's why it's important to let the legal system work and to understand the discussion points, the pros and cons. And so that's part of the judiciary, and they're doing a good job of that. And depending on the outcome, then people can say, well, that's not really the right answer. Let's talk about legislative action. And so we're in that process of making that analysis.
So how important do you think the UP is to the economy of the state in general?
Yeah, I get that question a lot. The way I view it is the UP, we're all one Michigan. And that's the way we need to look at it. And to separate out any part, we wouldn't be Michigan. And so it's critically important. And it's been great to see the progress. We've come a long way since I became governor in terms of excitement up in the Upper Peninsula and opportunities. And it's all across the UP. I give people illustrations all the time. I've been to a lot of great companies and organizations that have been growing, thriving, doing well. Marquette, look at what's going on with the new hospital opportunity and what can happen with healthcare. Again, the Invent program here, the Smart Zone up at Houghton and the success it's had. But you go down to Menominee, Escanaba, Sault Ste. Marie, Munising, Manistique. There's good things going on in every community. We just need to get people to continue to work well together, to understand it's not about being different. It's about what's common ground, and the more we work together, the better off we are.
Governor Rick Snyder, thank you for joining me, and I wish you a good rest of your trip.
Well, thank you very much.